在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Unit 12, Bread and Mushrooms. 12A, Making Bread. Exercise 2. 1.
First thing is to prepare the yeast. If you use fresh yeast, you mix it with some sugar and the yeast goes a little bit liquid.Then you add a little water or milk, or water and milk, and leave it. Leave it till it's all bubbly and about twice as the volume that it was.
Two.
And then mix it into the flour. Mix in the yeast and gradually mix in the liquid. Again, it might be water, it might be milk and water. And mix this until you've got something which is...sticky, but not very sticky.
Three.
At that point, take it out of the bowl and start kneading. Kneading is when you push it around and you push it into shape, you pull it out of shape and you push it into shape and you pull it again. And keep on doing this, 5 or 10 minutes usually, until you can feel it's really springy.
Four.
And then roll it up.Roll it into a ball and leave it. It's ready when it's double the size it was when you left it, but you can leave it really as long as you like.
Five.
Come back, knead it again, and then start shaping it. Push it into the shape you want it. Again, let it rise, and then put it in a very, very hot oven, very, very hot.And start bringing the temperature down.
Six.
And white bread, I forget, I think it takes about 20 minutes. And then to see whether it's done, you tip it out of the tin, give it a tap, and if you get a sort of hollow sound, then you know, yeah, that's the bread.
12B, edible or poisonous? Exercises 2 and 3.
Well, this little one here, this is the field mushroom. You'll recognise this from supermarkets. It's very good to eat, and it's the mushroom that is most commonly sold in shops. It's easy to recognise. It's got a white, slightly brownish cap, and a white stem, and you can see this little skirt around the stem here. Underneath, some pinkish brown gills. It's called the field mushroom because it grows in fields, especially where there are animals like horses or sheep.Now, here's a very different one, very beautiful mushroom, called the fly agaric. It's also very easy to recognise. It has this bright red cap with tiny white spots on it. Again, it's got a white stem with a little skirt around it. This mushroom is actually highly poisonous, and it contains a drug that gives you hallucinations, so best not to eat them. You'll find them growing near trees, not in fields.Here's another mushroom that grows near trees, a very different mushroom this one. It's extremely good to eat. Some people say it's the most delicious of all mushrooms. It's called the sep. And you'll see it has this, it's a very large mushroom with a smooth brown cap, a shiny cap. It looks as if it's wet. And this big, thick stem with no skirt on it. And underneath you'll see it doesn't have gills. It has these white or yellow pores, which look very much like a sponge.And that's a really lovely mushroom to eat. And this last one is very definitely not a good mushroom to eat. It's called the death cap. And it's the most poisonous of all mushrooms. You need to eat only one of these and it will very probably kill you. It's a very dangerous mushroom, this, because it grows under trees and it actually looks quite harmless. It's got this white greenish cap, a whitish green stem,And again, a skirt around the stem, very much like the field mushroom has. But you can tell that it's the poisonous death cap because it's got this white bag at the bottom of the stem. So always look for this white bag, and if it's got one, then don't eat that mushroom.